With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump placing Washington, D.C. Police Department under federal control.
Concerned about crime and homelessness in the nation's capital, the president signed executive orders giving himself authority to crack down on crime in D.C.
This is Liberation Day in D.C., and we're going to take our capital back. We're taking it back.
He announced that his administration is taking over the Washington, D.C. Police Department and deploying hundreds of National Guard troops. While crime is a problem in the district, like in many U.S. cities, homicide rates here have been falling since 2023. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president has extended a trade truce with China for another 90 days, delaying a showdown between the world's two biggest economies. And the president says he expects to know quickly if a deal can be made with Russian leader Vladimir Putin to halt the war in Ukraine. The two will meet Friday in Alaska. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu defending a new military offensive in Gaza.
The Prime Minister declared Sunday in the face of growing condemnation that Israel has, quote, no choice but to finish the job and complete the defeat of Hamas. Netanyahu said the security cabinet last week instructed the dismantling of Hamas' strongholds not only in Gaza City, but also in the central camps and Muwasi. Netanyahu spoke to foreign media just before an emergency meeting of the United Nations Security Council, saying, quote, our goal is not to occupy Gaza, our goal is to free Gaza. The sprawling camps were not part of Israel's announcement Friday. Netanyahu's office said he has spoken with U.S. President Donald Trump about the plan and thanked him for his support. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Sudan's paramilitary rapid support forces have attacked a displacement camp, killing 40 people. An official with the RSF says they targeted civilians in their homes. Civil war has killed more than 40,000 people. This is SRN News. Who pays for the United Nations?
You do, actually. We all do. President Trump and a lot of other Americans don't like the fact that the U.S. is bankrolling an organization that seems obsessed with promoting abortion, the LGBT lifestyle, and bashing America. Critics say we're just paying our fair share. But now the Pew Research Center has broken down the U.N. budget and reveals that this country pays more than anybody else, including China, which has a much bigger population. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A review by the AP shows many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views, been associated with pro-life groups, and more. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court. While Mr. Trump disappointed some pro-lifers by saying abortion should be left to the states, his nominees will be in position to protect the unborn. This is SRN News. Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on an end to old-school internet access.
AOL is finally shutting down its dial-up internet service. It's viewed as perhaps a dinosaur by today's digital standards. Dial-up is still around, but AOL says as of September 30th, they're hanging up on it. AOL, formerly America Online, introduced many households to the World Wide Web when its dial-up service launched decades ago. Eventually, broadband and wireless offerings emerged and rose to dominance, doing away with the quirks of dial-up services. I'm Ed Donahue.
College football right around the corner, and Texas is number one in the Associated Press preseason top 25. Longhorns had 25 first-place votes to Penn State's 23. The SEC leads with 10 teams in the top 25. More details at srnnews.com.